At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, today I am here to welcome Tim Hawk with Community Options. Tim is the executive director, and Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, well, we're thrilled to have you. And maybe some of our viewers have never heard of Community Options before. I know, honestly, until I met you, I didn't know either. So let's introduce everybody to Community Options.
All right. Well, Community Options is a national nonprofit. We're across 11 states. Okay. Pennsylvania is one of our largest states. We have probably 15 or 18 regions now, Butler being one of them. And our goal is to provide residential and employment supports to adults with intellectual disabilities and autism.
Okay, so I just want to think about that. You provide support services like housing and employment for adults, so 18 and over, with individuals with disabilities and autism?
And or
autism.
Yes.
Okay, well, that is amazing.
Yeah.
I think I would believe that if I did that type of work, it would be very rewarding.
Oh, it is. I mean, that's how I've been in the field for nearly 20 years.
I stumbled into it
and, you know, it's a rewarding job. It's something I fell in love with as an intern out of college and I never left.
Really?
Yes.
So what did you study in college?
Psychology.
Psychology.
Yes.
Now, when did Community Options come to the Butler area?
So we opened our first homes in 2016 when we were part of the Pittsburgh region. And then in 17, I'd grown up to be large enough to become a separate region. So I split off in 17 and we grew for those first two homes in 16 to, as of last month, we have 11 homes now around the county.
Wow, amazing. So how many individuals receive your services?
Total right now we have 21 is our census, but each home is between one and three people, okay, depending on their needs, their compatibility. The homes are developed through very individualized supports. So someone who has much higher needs might only be the only person in a home versus more independent individuals. You know, you might have, you know, up to three in a home, but we typically won't go any larger than three in a home.
Okay. And then what kind of, if they're living independently, and then they're working, do you help with transportation? How do you find them jobs?
So, well, that's where our supported employment comes in. It starts just like anybody else.
Okay.
You know, when you get your first job, you go out there, you collect applications, you do interviews. But with our folks, you know, a lot of times they just need help on the communication side, or maybe just the, you know, if they don't have very good handwriting, helping actually fill it out. And then we'll offer job coaches that will actually go to the worksite with them, shadow right alongside where the manager of the store, the restaurant, or whatever it may be, doesn't have the time to be right there. We will bring someone in to work hand in hand with them until until they independently can do the tasks.
So do you find that a lot of employers don't know about this? I mean, do employers know that this is available?
More and more they're starting to. For a long time, they really weren't aware. And I remember talking to business people like, oh, wait, you know, you can get me an employee and almost a secondary with them helping. And it's like, yeah, like, you know, our folks that we support are just like everyone else. You know, they want to have a sense of purpose. They want to, you know, be able to make their own money and be as independent as possible. They just need a little bit more help.
Absolutely. Well, we all need help.
True.
So now, well, let's talk about some of the help that we can as community members to support the mission, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I would assume that you are a nonprofit and you need...
Yes.
Fundraising.
Yes.
Or fundraising is a part of supporting that, right?
Yeah. I mean, fundraising, that's obviously something big. One of the biggest things, though, is just advocacy and awareness. You know, the homes we operate, I have the role, I want to operate a home I wouldn't live in myself. So they're beautiful. But the neighbors don't exactly know. And even though we talk to them, they're like, well, what are these people's needs? What's going to come? It's understanding, like, they just want the same opportunity as everyone else. They want to be able to live in their community. So yeah, a lot of what we want to do is just get the awareness out there for people with disabilities and their rights and their desire to be members of the community.
And I would bet that you're happy to speak about that to anybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we're always looking for good people. Business people or just citizens, we run we call it the COBAC, which is Community Options Business Advisory Council. people to come in and help support our mission. We meet quarterly and they help with everything from advocacy, fundraising, legislature, all aspects. And it's a good way to get input from our community around us.
Sure. Well, you do have a fun event. So let's close with that. We have a Pins for a Purpose.
Yes.
A bowling event at Sherwood Lanes right here in Butler on August the 21st. What's the time of the event?
It's going to run from 12 to 3. Okay. And for $100, you get a lane for up to 6 people, include shoes, and that's 3 hours of bowling. So however many games you can fit in there.
Okay, so unlimited bowling for 3 hours on August the 21st. And you do also offer sponsorship for lanes if the business wants to do that.
We only have a few of those left because once the lanes are sold out, they're gone. But if anyone's interested, reach out to me and I'll see what's still available.
And people can find out all of this information on your website?
The Pins for a Purpose isn't on our national site, but you can contact my local office and I can provide all the information. I can email flyers, whatever you need.
And also look for the Cupid's Chase, which I know is a big national event that you have in February. And Tim, thank you for being on the Butler Buzz. Thank you for everything you're doing to support people to live with disabilities or autism, to live independently in their homes, engage in the community and in employment. This is great.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.